Notre Dame was one of the universities that was part of the lawsuit that attempted to tell dear leader, Chairman Obama, and then the Trump administration's HHS. Sorry if I'm boring you people out there. This is an important topic here, though. When they were one of the parties to the lawsuit that said, no, we're not going to enforce the mandates against teaching, et cetera, et cetera. And some people said, oh, look, Notre Dame's back. Woo-hoo, Notre Dame is doing what it should be doing. They're defending the faith. Well, actually, they weren't. Come to find out, they weren't. Now, how do I know this? Well, if you read the story, or you read the stories, and if you read Rachel Liu's piece about this at thefederalist.com today, here's the headline. Turns out Notre Dame isn't that interested in Catholicism or religious liberty after all. Now, I've been reading this, and I'm going to just thinking to myself, my goodness, do people not know what Notre Dame stands for? The term Notre Dame in French means Our Lady. Well, to take a phrase from Helen Reddy, the singer from the 1970s, that ain't no way to treat a lady. Sing it, Helen.
I would have sworn it was me. I might have found out sooner if you'd only let me close enough to see. That ain't no way to treat a lady.
Yeah.
No way to treat your baby, your woman, your friend.
How about your mama, your friend? Now, I'm only being half-heartedly joking about this. That is no way to treat a lady. You can't run around and call yourself Notre Dame, the University of Our Lady, and then refuse, and the university is doing this, and then refuse to act like Our Lady. Holy, virginal, pursuing purity, chastity maybe. It's so bad, folks. It's so bad. This is what a disgrace the University of Notre Dame is. You know, we say Catholics versus convicts when they play the University of Miami the other night. Maybe the convicts were on the wrong side of the field. I wrote about this in today's pile of prep, that there may have been more Catholics. It is a Hispanic town, after all. A lot of Cuban immigrants were almost all Catholic. There may have been more Catholics practicing on the side of the U than there were on the side of Notre Dame. How pathetic is that? Now, how do I know this? Rachel Liu, I'll do it quickly. According to Paul J. Brown, now her headline is, turns out Notre Dame isn't all that interested in Catholicism. According to Paul J. Brown, the university's vice president of communication, there was no flipping or flopping with this decision. The university made a small factual error, then corrected that misinformation. The torturous logic behind this requires some explanation. Okay, what's she talking about? She wrote about this. On occasion, every pundit has to eat her words. It's pretty rare to have to admit to do this within 20 minutes of publication. But that's where I found myself last week after writing an essay in praise of my alma mater, the University of Notre Dame, congratulating her on her courageous decision to discontinue contraceptive sponsorship in university health plans. They didn't do it. They only said they were going to do it for nice Catholic window dressing. They didn't actually do it. I finished the article on Monday, Rachel wrote. Now, Rachel Liu has been on this show, by the way. And woke up Wednesday morning to see it in print. 20 minutes later, I was reading the disheartening news that the school had just reversed course agreeing to continue contraceptive coverage as before. For crying out loud, Notre Dame, can't you leave us time to pat you on the back before sawing off the branch? One final note on this, and I'll be done with it for this segment. I looked this up. The John Henry Cardinal Newman Society keeps an ongoing list of Catholic, not in air finger quotation marks, real Catholic universities. I went to the list this morning. They have a guide they publish every year. The 2016-2017 guide, Cardinal Henry Newman Society, does not even bother to list the University of Notre Dame. This slander against the Mother of God, Our Lady, has got to end. They are the Dame, Our Lady. That's what Notre Dame says. You know, I asked Patrick Dineen this question when he was on the show last year. I said, is there any hope for Notre Dame? He said, because he's a professor there. And he said, oh, yeah. They're going to come back. No, they're not. Just like the rest of those sheep that are out there. Bah, that are lost. You know what the irony of it is? I said I wasn't going to do doctrine. This isn't really doctrine. You know what the irony of it is? I'll just pass this on. The irony of this is, it is said, like if you read the writings of Saint Louis de Montfort, if you read the writings of Saint Louis de Montfort, or if you want to translate or read some French or find English translations of what Saint Bernard wrote about Our Lady, Mother Mary, one of the things that is said is that a child of Mary can never be lost. Someone that makes a consecrates their life, like Brother Andre Marie has, for example. He's a slave to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to Our Lady. And you don't have to be religious to do that. Many of you already have. You've done the 34-day consecration according to the de Montfort formula. A child of Mary can never be lost. But a university named after Mary, oh yeah, she gone. She gone. Sad, folks. Really, really sad.